I'm Simon Curtis, and this is the Curtis and Coulter podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of the Curtis and Coulter podcast. And this week we're going to be talking about the future of HCP engagement. Never has the opportunity to be differentiated and distinctive been so great. The pandemic created a new wide open experience playing field, and the old HCP engagement landscape certainly won't be the same again. So what are the dimensions of quality that make for a truly valuable encounter with pharma that HCPs will appreciate, sincerely engage, and want more of in the future? We recently spoke with Chris Tullia, EVP and Managing Director at Underscore Marketing, on the topic of creating personalized HCP journeys via the right data strategy in a post-pandemic world. Here's what Chris had to say. What has changed in the past 24 months?
And how has the physician-patient interaction changed?
The biggest thing I think that has changed from the HCP patient interaction is they saw each other significantly less. Obviously, when the pandemic first started, and for about 6 months, there were very few, if any, in-person sessions. Now, I don't know I'm not sure the impact that had on the way that a healthcare provider is going to treat the patient, but I absolutely know that firsthand with people who had, you know, at that time gone through that, you know, those situations where they weren't getting that personalized care that was already limited from a physician, and it put a lot more in their hands in terms of research. But I think as the pandemic went on, what we started to see was that physicians were realizing things they had access to, whether it was through reps, whether it was through other personalized conversations with colleagues, was starting to go away, and they actually had to turn to digital as well. So we really did see an uptake in just overall digital interaction from physicians. Coupled with something that I wouldn't say is associated with maybe the last 24 months, probably more the last 4 or 5 years, the amount of data that we were getting specific to physicians had actually helped us make smarter decisions during that 24-month period. So a lot of the partners, and I use the word closed-walled system. So some of the media partners that you work with on the HCP side, marketing partners, they don't have open platforms. So reporting and data comes directly from them. And they've been providing MPI level data, so physician level data, for a long time. But what we were able to do in the last 24 months was really couple all of that, what I'll call perfect storm, together to understand how physician behavior had changed or what they were really focused on, you know, when that happened. And what we started to see was a huge uptake across the board on all channels from physician engagement. And, you know, not necessarily, oh, they're clicking through more, but we just started to see our reach and the ability to get in front of almost 100% of target list digitally much quicker than we ever had in the past. So we'd been doing a lot of that stuff, and you know, it might've taken 12, 16 months to get to a 90% reach against a target list that we're now starting to see in 3, 4, 5 months.
In your opinion, which digital channels should HCP-driven brands be focusing on for their own digital strategies in a kind of a post-pandemic world?
So there's two, I'd say, that if you're not engaging in some degree, you're definitely missing out. And I'd say the first is email. If an email comes from a trusted third party and is informative, we're seeing that physicians are engaging, whether they're opening it, you know, a lot of them are clicking through. They're definitely engaging in email a lot more. It's not, you know, the old school spam, just blast them. Now, that being said, we're seeing that uptick mostly when it comes through working with a third party partner. So if you're working with, you know, let's say like a DMD who is going to send out an email and they're the one sending it, that's where we're seeing a lot of that trust increase on the email. It also gives brands the ability to go deeper with their content and do a little bit more communication where a banner or even a website isn't necessarily going to be able to do. The other dovetails on it, there's a lot of partners out there that do deep engaging content. And a lot of these partners, their objective is to keep physicians within their platform. And so instead of trying to drive a physician out, we really do try and focus, and a lot of brands should focus on educating within that platform. And there's a lot of creative solutions out there. They're pricey, but they're really effective. And what it allows us to do is get an understanding about how a physician engages that content in a platform that's actually going to give us that data back so we can make more informed decisions. One of the things we tell a lot of our clients is it's great that if, you know, we get a physician to click to the website, unfortunately, we have absolutely zero ability to track a physician when they're on that website. So while it's great they click through, we really can't pull that story through. If we're working with a third-party partner who has that level of data, it gives us, it opens up a whole new world that, you know, really is something that I think all brands should be taking advantage of and really starting to think about what's the role of their website, what's the role of, you know, their sales force, as well as the role of these third-party partners who can do a lot of that deep engagement as well.
So looking forward, what are your sort of fundamental insights into future HCP audience targeting?
So I think, and we do a lot of this at Underscore already, and I'd say it makes up probably anywhere from 60 to 90% of our campaigns, is that one-to-one targeting. There's very few campaigns that we run against an entire specialty. Instead, what we're doing is working with our brand's sales force, the, you know, their internal analytics teams to understand deciles and, you know, how they think about their physicians, and then going to our media partners with that same thing. Because if we're just targeting general specialty, you don't know the importance of that specialty or that individual physician. If we're doing one-to-one targeting, we get all of that information back and you can actually do further segmentation of it. I'm not saying there's not a value, or there's definitely, you know, if you want to be on, you know, certain sites that don't have that ability, but, you know, we know our audience is there, we absolutely run those programs. But I'd say if you're not at 60 to 70% of your programs being targeted to the specific physicians, then you're definitely missing out, because there's more and more partners every day that are allowing that ability or level of targeting.
In a world of reduced access, how should pharma align their sales force in this kind of process and from some of the points you made there?
Yeah, so the biggest thing that we're trying to push is introducing this data to the sales force. So historically, the sales force was the owner of one-on-one communication, right? They're going to go talk to Dr. Jones, and they're going to be able to log it. They're going to be able to track Dr. Jones through to script and be able to understand, well, what was the impact of my conversation? What this adds is a whole other level of data that may inform that sales force approach and conversation. So if you go in and if you have an appointment with Dr. Jones on Friday, and you're able to look at, well, between, you know, my CRM and all the media efforts I'm doing, we've hit Dr. Jones 75 times. She's opened up 14 emails and clicked through the website 3 times. I'm not saying that that's going to seal the deal, but being able to take that information at that personalized level and now go in and have a much more informed conversation. I'm also not recommending going in and saying, hey, we know that you opened up 14 emails. But the idea and the concept of, well, you're not starting at step one with them. You can dive in a little bit quicker and you can assume they have some knowledge of the brand. They have some understanding of the marketing material that's out in the market. So it's not a matter of replacing. And, you know, we have that conversation where there's white space and, you know, no see doctors, which is a whole other topic. But where you have all of these platforms running together, it really is, you know, they're just going to work hand in hand, and they're going to help push each other forward. Because now when you leave Dr. Jones, we can continue to hit that doctor. We can continue to message to him. We can continue to think, okay, what are the other channels that we want to use? And then once we get a script in and we start understanding, well, did Dr. Jones write? Dr. Jones can go into a whole other platform or a whole other stream from a media perspective. Maybe you pull back. Maybe you don't need to keep sending and spending time on emails to that doctor. And you can actually focus on other doctors where you can't reach or you can't see. So it's not a matter of, I think, media replacing in any way the sales force. It's more of a complement to it and introducing and making aware that this data is out there that can actually really inform a lot of those conversations that are going to help close that deal or help push the conversation along.
Beyond traditional media data, how can pharma garner advanced HCP level analysis? And on that note, can you explain to us how Underscore assists in this challenge to help, you know, pharma understand HCP analytics better?
I mean, a little background on me, I'm a huge data geek. My dad was an engineer, my mom's a math teacher, so data is like second nature to me. And one of the things that we really focus on and that we try and, you know, help our clients in understanding is taking all of the disparate platforms and putting them into a single stream is going to inform a lot more decisions. So one of our clients, we actually identified based on this. So we look at the Salesforce data. They actually provide Salesforce, you know, physician engagement, the CRM and media data. They're pre-launch, so this is really a lot of pre-launch effort, and they're trying to identify who their optimal segments are. So what we're doing is we're analyzing and taking all that data, and a lot of the platforms that, you know, proprietary platforms we built, we're focused on aligning these different data sources into a single stream so we can look at it. So now what we can start to do is segment audiences based on, you know, if we're engaging with them through the sales channel, are they engaging in CRM? Do we even have them in an internal CRM? So that may not come from us, but if the client's sending out their own personal emails, how are they engaging in there? And then also, what's it look like from a media perspective? And you can start creating what I'll call new segments of physicians that may break away from the traditional segmentation that we would look at just from a Salesforce perspective. So we're starting to do a lot of that with clients where, you know, we might start with a target list that has 10 segments that may turn into 35 segments. Some of those segments, you know, really it becomes a discussion about, you know, maybe they're going to prescribe no matter what. So should we even waste marketing efforts on them? Should we, you know, maybe just do the bare minimum and, you know, reach them when they're raising their hand versus other segments? We know we're not going to hit them with sales. They're not signing up for CRM, but they're on X, Y, and Z platform. Well, you know, they want to be able to research that stuff on their own time with their own control. So if we're in front of them and really focus investments there, can we change behavior? That's where, you know, I try and look at all data's data, whether it comes from an offline source like sales and RX versus, you know, media or CRM. It's, you know, my big thing is about all data's data and how do we get it all in a single place to make those decisions.
Thank you very much for your time today, Chris. Obviously, it's been great speaking with you and getting your insights. Two of Chris's colleagues, Tiffany March and Lauren Boyer, will be joining us over in San Diego shortly at the 2022 Biopharma E-Marketing Summit, which is taking place at the Sheraton Mission Valley on Wednesday, June 8th and Thursday, June 9th. Tiffany's leading a roundtable discussion on Wednesday, the 8th, again, focused on creating personalized HCP journeys via the right data strategy. So there's a great opportunity to learn more as well as have your questions answered from the team. Founded in 2002, Underscore is a 100% healthcare focused media agency that helps new, emerging and startup healthcare and medical companies ready to launch who have recently launched new products or brands. They specialize in strategic omni-channel media, focusing on the areas of oncology and rare diseases. They offer strategic media and planning, search, so paid and SEO, programmatic social media, paid and organic, data analytics and measurement, media partnerships, research and audience insights. They're headquartered in New York and they've got a satellite office in Krakow, Poland. You can learn a little bit more about Underscore by visiting www.underscoremarketing.com. You can follow them on Twitter with Underscore, now that's the actual symbol, Underscore Marketing LLC. And you can check them out on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. That's all today, folks. I want to thank Chris for joining us as this week's podcast guest and certainly giving his insights on the future of HCP engagement. Keep up the work. And obviously, I want to thank the folks at Underscore Marketing for their support of this year's Biopharma E-Marketing Summit as well. For all of our listeners out there, I hope you're able to join us in a couple of weeks' time in San Diego to learn more about this year's event program and discounted attendance opportunities. Check out the event site, which is www.curtiscoulter.com/biopharma. We'll see you all soon. 1, 2, 3.